5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to another episode, season 2, episode 12. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, broadcasting live from the beautiful and sunshine city of Sarasota, Florida. It's an I Love Mondays. Fasten your seatbelt. We have a lot of news to get on the agenda. Beautiful weekend. I hope everybody enjoyed the weekend as much as I did. And I hope everybody did it safely and without acting the fool. Welcome, everybody. October 19, 2020, and I Love Mondays. Why is it and I Love Mondays?
Whatever.
It's because Mondays is a great day because most Americans and most people dislike Mondays. We're not followers here on the SRQ Talk Show. We absolutely love Mondays. It's a great day to start the week fresh. It's an opportunity to set the tone for the rest of the week, and it's just great to be alive on a Monday. Here you got it locked and loaded, man. Thank you for downloading and thank you for smashing the play button. The numbers absolutely off the dizzy, and we got definitely breaking news on that front. We have a new second place city in the SRQ Talk Show standings. Cities in Florida, somebody has taken over, started at the bottom and went all the way and just blew up this weekend, damn it. And we're going to report that city. We have a new ninth country because I told you your boy Roy here is an international guy. We don't discriminate. We live and let live. We try to promote balance on the show. Like I said, season 2, episode 12, damn it, and we're pumped up, man. It's a great day. We got Halloweeny right around the corner. We got the damn elections pretty soon. People, COVID numbers. Yeah, don't worry. We'll have an ample time here to bring down the show and give you your COVID-19, your top news. There's a couple of breaking news, not only in the damn city of damn Bradenton, but I got a new favorite city of Florida, baby. We're going to start out with top news, first alert traffic on them there. And what else we got, man? We love it. We had a damn excellent weekend. We went fishing, damn it, on Sunday down to my favorite people down in the Northport where the numbers are damn off the chain. But Northport, I got a little bit of a bad news for you, Northport. You kind of dropped, man, and you dropped big time in the ratings. And it's got nothing to do with Northport. Like I told you, there's 100% pie in the cities of Florida that listen to your boy Roy, and it's broken down into segments, into percentages that add up to 100. So because Northport is damn fifth place now, remember Northport was third, they're fifth now because somebody has made a tremendous move. Let's go to the numbers because you know your boy Roy loves to brag about the numbers. If cities are opting into the SRQ Talk Show and listening to me for 1 hour out of their 24, I'm going to damn bring them out to and give them a nice shout out. And I'm so, so humbled and grateful for these numbers. Absolutely off the chain. And with the ninth country, let's announce the first country. We'd like to welcome, of course, we got 8 countries before today. Now we got a ninth. We got the great Irish community of Ireland. My hooligans that have deemed the show Roy's Rowdy Rebels, the UK and England tuning in. And of course, always late to a party, but always arrive. And they arrive with a 12-pack of Corona, Buena tarde, Mexico. And ally of this great country since World War II, ally of the SRQ Talk Show, my Germans are tuning in. And the Middle Eastern community, where mom is a big fan of your soap operas. The country of Turkey, baby. Welcome aboard, Turkey. My blonde hair, blue eyes. I told you I was going to field the World Cup team, and it wouldn't be a World Cup team without the great people of Netherlands, baby. the Asian community got whiff of the show. They're going to participate, and they sent us the country of Singapore. They're listening from the Community Council and Development Center in Singapore. And in my other Latin community, it's not a Miss Universe pageant, but guess who's tuning in? Colombia, baby. Antioquia is the city in Colombia. And our ninth city breaking news here, October 19, 2020. And I love Monday's show. And your boy Roy's here to report that the great motherland, my grandparents were born and raised in this country. My bloodlines are from this country. The motherland of Spain, baby, gives me damn goosebumps, man. Damn goosebumps that Spain is involved, baby. They're a little arrogant. They get their nose in the air, but they're absolutely Mac Daddy, and specifically, they're zeroing in Catalonia, Spain. Lock it up, baby. Listening to your boy Roy embracing the show like most people are in the United States. Our most dominant country, of course, is the great U.S. of A. And as far as our states line up, of course, damn Florida, number one. No one's taking that from Florida. I broadcast live from the damn state of Florida, okay? And we were a little bit confused at the beginning, but Seattle in the great state of Washington, and that's not D.C., bitch, like I keep reminding you. And, of course, we have a new third place, baby. Everything's big in Texas, and so are Roy Boy's numbers, man. Texas passing Ohio for third place. There you go, Texas, for the first time since the beginning of the broadcast, is now third place. Ohio drops to fourth place. Virginia right on your ass, followed by Georgia, New Jersey, California. Damn, Nebraska wants to check in. That's Lincoln, Nebraska to you. And, of course, New York, which I'm embarrassed my lowest. They're in the bottom of the barrel here in the states that represent the SRQ talk show lineup. We got damn Oregon, because I talked about their damn post office scandal over there, you know, throwing away damn election registrations and all that. So Oregon has tuned in, and I told you the great state of Michigan decided to. And where exactly in Michigan are they listening? They are listening. Let me see if they zero in the city. There you go. Dearborn, baby. Lock it up. Your boy Roy's getting people from Dearborn, Michigan there. That wraps up the states that represent the SRQ talk show. Let's see about the inner workings of the state as far as like the cities, since I'm so off the chain at 52% in Florida in the United States. I like to break it down because there's a lot of cities. It's the only state where it has more than 10 cities that are listed as listeners of the SRQ talk show. And let's get right to them. There's breaking news. Fort Myers is always on top, man. They're king of the mountain. They damn can't get enough of me at Lehigh Acres. And for the love of Cape Coral, Fort Myers is number one as always. And for the first time all year and since the commencing of the show, they were just like Drake. They started from the bottom, and they're all the way in the top. It's that damn sky bridge over the great county of Pinellas County. It's St. Petersburg. With a whopping 21% listenership audience to your boy Roy. They absolutely blew up this weekend. I don't know if these are old numbers, like the damn COVID numbers. No, this is information from Spotify and the great Anchor broadcast. You have no trouble finding the show, okay? But the show, we have a whole damn list of podcasts. It's the truth of the matter is, anywhere you can find your podcast, anywhere you find a podcast, you're gonna find your boy Roy in the SRQ talk show. But let's be more specific. You can go over to, of course, Anchor Broadcast is where we broadcast the show. But we have a long list here. You can go to Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Breaker Radio, Apple Podcast, Himalaya, SoundCloud. Your boy Roy's everywhere, baby. Truth of the matter is, you can go to any search engine and just type in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to dominate the page. Your show's always the same.
Whatever.
blow it out your ass, man. Roy does what he wants with numbers like this. A podcast that only started on July 3rd is in season 2 in the fall here, episode 11. And we're damn getting these numbers. You're damn right. Guess who's sponsoring the show? We just inked the deal, the exclusive sponsor of the SRQ Talk Show. That's right. We got breaking news everywhere here. Siesta Key Frog Hop, baby. 844 Frog Hop. That's right, bitch. Siesta Key voted number one beach by travel goers in 2020. You don't damn drink and drive. You don't go rent your car to have it sit in front of your resort. You want to get place to place? You call my people at Siesta Key Frog Hop. It's an open air trolley that fits about 15 people. They go and get you door to door. All you have to do is call 844 Frog Hop. Siesta Key. Free ride out there, and don't take it damn literally, all right? Don't be a cheap bastard. You tip your driver. That's how the driver depends on their income. You make sure you tip them handsomely there because they're going to be part of your vacation and damn enhance your vacation. If you're stuck on Siesta Key, you need a ride, you got a couple of dollars cash on you to tip the driver, you call 844 Frog Hop. There you go. Breaking news. They will be the official sponsor of the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy because they're embracing the show, damn it, like everybody else is. Apparently St. Pete, I touched a nerve with St. Pete, man. St. Pete's numbers absolutely off the chain. So that knocks my great people here where I broadcast live, and their numbers, Sarasota did make a push, and they're now sole possession of third place, baby. So it's Fort Myers, St. Petersburg, Sarasota. Damn, Northport, I don't hold it against you, baby. You're holding a good fourth place and rounds up the tie 5. That's right, baby. My damn people down there in the dirty, dirty. 305. What's 305? You dumb bitch. It's damn Miami, Florida, baby. It's the MIA. It's all the way down south with your boy Roy. I'm going to bypass you this weekend, Miami. I'm going to fly down going about 80 miles per hour in my BMW Z4, and your boy Roy is going to do some R&R down to Key West. Is Key West, where's Key West at? Is Key West anywhere on my numbers? They will be, baby, after my vacation. I promote the show while I'm on vacation. Fort Lauderdale, Dottie, I love my Fort Lauderdale people, baby. Don't get mad, man. Bring up your numbers. Make a push like St. Pete did. You dropped to number 6, followed by my number 1 city in damn Manatee County. It's damn Palmetto. I know you bastards call it Palm Ghetto, but it's to me, it's Palmetto. My sole representative in Manatee County, but the one with the biggest numbers, followed by the great people of damn Orlando. You got Bradenton all the way down in the bottom. You got Lakeland, Tampa. It doesn't want to participate in the show, Tampa. Guess what, Tampa? I got the real Rays team. I got St. Petersburg listening to me in astronomical numbers, Tampa. So guess what? I don't damn need you. Go to the bus with Bradenton. Get out of here, my great people in Paris, baby. That's exit 229 to all my tow truckers and travelers there that come down to number 1 beach, Siesta Key, baby. We're broadcasting live. We're damn amped up, man. We get a 1-hour show here Monday through Friday, okay? We broadcast live for 1 hour, and guess what? Your time flies with your boy Roy, and that's why we're halfway through the first segment of the show. Let's get to the damn news, man. Now that you know my news, Dan Spain, Catalonia, lock it up, baby. Don't hate on your boy Roy because Spain is embracing the show. These are my damn roots, man. My damn grandparents was from Spain. There's a damn island called Yanes, la Isla de Yanes. Lock it up, baby. You don't believe me? You Google it, man. Interact with the damn show, srqtalk@gmail.com, or drop me a damn voicemail. You always want your voice to be heard. Let it be heard here on a top local, fresh Mac Daddy broadcast. Who the hell is this guy? Whatever. Lock it up, baby. It's your boy Roy, and he's fired up on a Monday. You might be lethargic. Not me, man. I had a great weekend. I went to the great people in Northport again, where I spend my money down in Venice. I went to Sharky's Pier there. Apparently, there was a damn mystery. There was a shortage of live shrimp. I went to my boy Steve over there at Fish and Tails, man. Right next to Matthew Curry Ford, right next to it, man. Fish and Tails. You go see my boy Steve there. Yesterday we were gonna go, and but you know what? No live stream, man. Stevie didn't have live stream. So we moved on. We got options. We live in America. We went to Sharky's Pier there. And was able to get a dozen. That guy was running short too. If Stevie Boy ain't got it, this guy was just holding out probably on his weekday shrimp there that he never sold. But we got 12 out of them, and then we had to end up going with the greenbacks, and the greenbacks were off the chain bait, man. Your boy Roy, you're damn right I caught a fish. I haven't officially weighed it. I would say it's a good 2-3 pounds, way over 12 inches. It's the Spanish mackerel, baby. And how coincidence, okay, that Spain comes into the show and I damn catch a mackerel from Spain. I got that thing frozen. It's de-thawing in your boy Roy's fridge right now. And guess what? I'm going to fillet the hell out of that thing, man. That looks like some damn good eating. I'll tell you what, I was surprised with the teeth on that thing, man. That mackerel, they got some teeth there, man. They got some shiny teeth. I see they're flossing. They'll do some damage to you, but a spotted, beautiful, light-colored Spanish mackerel. And now Spain has opted into the show. We got 9 countries. And the breaking news that damn St. Petersburg can't get enough of your boy Roy. Let's get to the news. I did want to come out with this one right away. Let me see. There is a first alert traffic. Firefighters working on a brush fire in Northport. Yeah, it hasn't rained in a little while, so you're going to catch these, man. It's hot as balls out here. Northport Fire and Florida Fire Services are battling a brush fire off of I-75. The fire broke out near mile marker 176. That's a little bit south there. That's almost getting into Port Charlotte County, baby, when my numbers are off the chain. Mile marker 176. My great people in Northport are at 181. So this is 5 miles south of Northport, just north of the interstate. The fire is in a difficult spot to access. Heavy smoke is affecting the visibility as the crews battle the damn flames. Please use this as a caution, man. You heard it here. Your boy Roy's telling you to slow up, man. There's a fire damn off the Northport over there off of exit 176. If you're going south down to my people in the 305, like I'm going to be doing this weekend going out to Key West, or you're going damn north to my people up there in St. Petersburg where my numbers are off the chain, be very aware. It's smoky. It's going to be hard to see, damn it. So there you go. You heard it here. It's your boy, Roy. I love Monday, October 19, 2020. And, I went to the Casperson Beach down in Northport today with the Queen of Siesta Key this weekend, and we had an excellent time. But, you know, I did find out that my damn numbers are off the chain. So I figured I'd look up a story here that I can cater to my great new people of St. Petersburg. The Coastal Guard rescued 6 people from a capsizing recreational vessel near the Skyway Bridge, man. What the hell is your problem, man? What are you, still drunk over the weekend? Get it together, man. Damn it, you're live. We don't edit the show. This isn't your direct damn scripted radio. You know that by now. It's not your pastas that they record like 20 times just to make sure I'm heard right. I don't want to be making a mistake. I don't want to curse. I don't want to do this. I want to be cool. Get the hell out of here. This is unscripted radio, and I'll get it out of my mouth. It's the Skyway damn bridge where my numbers are off the chain on that side of the bridge. St. Petersburg, Florida reports the Coastal Guard rescued 6 people from a capsizing recreational vessel near the Skyway Bridge near Tampa on Saturday. No, it's not near Tampa. It's at St. Pete, man. Coast Guard stations Cortez and St. Petersburg 45-foot response boat. Lock it up. Medium boat crews arrived on the scene and embarked the 6 people in distress. 2 people wearing life vests. Where are the other 4? Where are the other 4? For every human being, there should be a life vest. Let's move on. 2 people wearing life jackets were pulled from the water by the station Cortez, and the remaining 4 on the boat were picked up by the station St. Petersburg. All six were safely transferred by the station Cortez to a local boat ramp without injuries. Way to go there, Station Cortez. And damn Station St. Petersburg doing some good work out there. Coast Guard Sector St. Petersburg watchstanders received a distress call on Marine Radio Channel 16 from the vessel operator reporting that the vessel was close to damn capsizing, man. It's almost game over, man. Regardless of how the person ends up in the water, wearing a life jacket is the single most important precaution a person can take to increase their chances of survival when a situation like this takes place.
Whatever.
Yeah, we knew that, man. Captain Matthew Thompson, commanding officer of Coast Guard Sector St. Petersburg. Way to go there, Captain Matthew Thompson there, bitch. This is why we urge all boaters to have life jackets with them. That's right, man. You know what that means? That the other four didn't have them, man. Get it together, man. Only had two in the vessel. Hillsborough County Fire and Rescue also responded. Sea Tow recovered the vessel and transferred it to the marina. There you go. Keeping yourself in the know. St. Petersburg, a huge fan of the SRQ talk show. We are happy to report that everybody safely, and thanks to the damn section there, Coast Guard, we like to thank you, the Florida Coast Guard, and of course, the Station Cortez and Station St. Petersburg, and of course, Matthew Thompson. Hats off, baby. Great job there, buddy. There we go, man. That's the first out of the gate. Time to bring down the show, man. Absolutely. A little COVID-19 stories that you can't get enough. Florida DOH reports more than, 1,700 new COVID-19 cootie cases in Florida in Monday's report. The Florida Department of Health is reporting 56,727 cases of the cooties. And that says of last night. And how many bit the dust? Oh, there you go. The new 16,000 club here on Damn Game Overs, man. 16,021 Florida residents have died since March, according to the report. Let me see how the local here, Manatee and Sarasota County, where I report live and I bring them to the top of the list there, regardless of their damn numbers, even though Sarasota's Mac Daddy. But nothing's changed here. Damn, the gum on your shoe and the bottom of your sneaker that you step in, you know, that Bradenton, yeah, they don't decide. They don't want to participate. But I do have other people in the segments of Manatee, like Palmetto and Parrish, that are tuning in. So I'd like to give it my total cases. And, of course, I told you, you didn't make the Mile High Club, okay? But you did make the 12,000 club here. You're well on your way to 13,000. The numbers keep going up in Manatee County. I'm here to report your boy Roy, October 19, 2020. I love Mondays. 12,584 new cases of the cooties in Manatee County and Sarasota. Don't be wagging your finger at them. You got nothing to write home about. You're about to hit the 6,000 club, and it's not the Mile High Club either, Sarasota. Sarasota. Yeah, you entered the 9,000 mark. Congratulations, Sarasota. You got 9,057 damn cootie cases in the city here, and that's the city and county that I live in. So we're at 9,057. Manatee County at 12,584. It used to be about a 3,000 spread. It's gone up. Manatee continues to spike up there. I don't know if they're just testing more. And that does sound believable that they would be testing more than the people in Sarasota.
Whatever.
All right. So we move on, man. We're not going to let this damn COVID-19. There you go. You got your damn numbers, man. 1,700 people new. And that's actually kind of low compared to what we've been reporting lately. So there you go. A little bit of positive news. Under the damn pandemic, okay? We got you the Coast Guard. Let me see how much time we got because your time here absolutely blows so quick, man. Oh, yeah, and I don't want to be remiss, man. It would be remiss not to mention the female gender. Hey, good morning, ladies. I hope you had a great weekend with your damn boring other half. unless you're trendy and you got a nice girlfriend or something in the lesbian community. And guess what? St. Petersburg is a big, big gay community in St. Petersburg, man. And if your other partner is a female or a male, you know what I mean? Lock it up. My point, ladies, baby, 62% of you are listening to the SRQ talk show and tuning in, downloading and hitting play. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And I hope that damn other partner of yours made your weekend non-stressful like the Queen of Siesta the Key did for me, man. We're pumped up. We got our locked and loaded hotel, resort, I should say, down in Key West. We're taking off so quick on Friday night, man. We're heading down to check in on Saturday morning, a little R&R, baby, with your Queen of Siesta Key. Thank you for the Siesta Key Frog Hop, the free ride on the island that'll take you anywhere within the island for free. All you do is just tip your driver. You contact them at 844-FROG-HOP. That's 844-FROG-HOP there. Or just go visit their Facebook page at Siesta Key Frog Hop. Look it up there on your damn Facebook. They have a Facebook page there. If you do take a ride, give them a great review. Tell them that you heard it from your boy Roy here at SRQ Talk, broadcasting live Monday through Friday here for 1 hour. I want to hear from you. Drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or let me hear your voice. Leave me a 60-second or less message telling me what you think of the show, or you want to weigh in on a past issue. srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. The show, the whole this 30 minutes of the show is completely gone here. I gave you your COVID numbers. What else? I did want to give you one more story here out of the damn city of Bradenton Beach. An investigation is underway on Anna Maria. I love Anna Maria. Anna Maria Island, after police say two dead bodies were found in a home, man. Bradenton Beach, which is absolutely Mac Daddy. Bradenton Beach Police Department Detective Sergeant Leonard Diaz confirms with ABC7, our affiliate here in the local news broadcast, ABC7 in Sarasota. They're investigating what they're calling a damn suspicious death, man. Sergeant Diaz says that the incident happened on Saturday at the home in Bradenton Beach. He says that they got the call after the victim's father was worried about his daughter and went to go check on her and found her damn dead, man. On Saturday afternoon, police believe it was a murder-suicide. We're going to have to get back to you, but they're investigating it, obviously. But yeah, not good news out of Anna Maria. Person found dead in a home there, and that might be the guy's daughter there, man. That's too bad. We hate to do that. We don't want to end the show on a down note, man. But I just had to get that news in. You know how to reach us. You know where to find us. It's your boy, Roy. I do definitely want to thank St. Petersburg for amping it up, man, and becoming the number two most listeners in the state of Florida there behind my great people of Fort Myers, Sarasota, your third place, Northport. Don't feel bad. Just amp up the numbers, Northport. You got a beautiful city, and beware of that fire there if you're rolling through Northport on exit 176, like I reported. The next 30 minutes is going to be all sports. We're going to go over all the NFL scores. We didn't do so well on Thursday's show. We gave you two damn losers. Yeah, we dropped two. We're 30-27, but we're going to talk about all sports next on the SRQ Talk Show. Is what we call the second half. SRQ Sports Show is next. So thank you for tuning in for this part of the show. But next, all sports. Okay, yes, we are back, and thank you for joining me on the flip side here, what we like to call on the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Warrior. We call this the SRQ Sports Show. It's the second half of our 30-minute, one-hour show that we broadcast live Monday through Friday from the beautiful city of Sarasota, Florida. Lock it up, guys. Thank you for tuning in. St. Pete, everybody. the numbers are going up, and we are definitely grateful to that. We had even though I spent most of my day fishing, pulling in that damn Spanish mackerel over 12 inches, over 2 pounds. I haven't officially weighed it, but caught some mackerel out there. Was caught actually caught like four different species out there yesterday at Casperson Beach in the great city of Northport / Venice. And we were right by the Sharky's Pier, where we had to end up getting our bait, as we reported on the first half of the show here. They were out, man, of live shrimp bait, which is my favorite go-to bait. I had to what I thought was settling, but man, those little greenback, they're little amped up little fish, man. They do a lot of movement. I caught a lot of fish, different species. And you know what? I caught a damn catfish, man. Yeah, that damn catfish that took me out. In fact, I'm here to report, man, that the I actually slacked like a damn idiot. Whatever. Over the weekend. And I didn't really do my antibiotics, two types of antibiotics that Sarasota Memorial, the great people of Sarasota Memorial that took in your boy Roy exactly 1 week ago today, when a damn catfish, man, a nasty little bottom feeder trashy fish, stuck me with one of his defense bars, man, right in the middle finger, you know, the one that you say, you know, blow it at your damn ass. Blow it at your damn ass that you tell somebody to, you know, two middle fingers like to the ceiling. Like, in other words, go damn F off, man. You know, that finger. And he bit me with his defense bar, stung me. Thank God for your boy Roy that the bar, the doctor, he says that usually those bars break off in your skin and then you have to have damn surgery, man. Yeah, and we definitely don't want that, man. So, I was diagnosed clean, but the finger was all blown up, man, and it hurts still. Like, if I try to make a fist and all that, I mean, I can make a complete fist, but I don't know if I can damn punch your ass out, man, right now. The boy Roy is playing injured, man. I'm playing on the injured reserve list, trying to play hurt here. It is blowing up since I slacked on the antibiotics, but your boy Roy emptied up on Monday, baby. We're going to keep it on schedule. It's about the one pill I got to take three times a day. The other antibiotic I got to take twice a day. That's five pills that your boy Roy's got to keep it on schedule, man, because the finger's blowing up, man. It's blowing up again. It was doing well when I was on schedule, but I went a little bit of off course, and that's what happens, man. You got to keep it amped up. You got to be state focused, baby, is how we like to keep our audience, and we're damn blowing up on the numbers, and I appreciate that. For everybody tuning into the show. So, I mean, I spent my day mostly fishing and catching it. Let me, the five species, I told you about the damn nasty bottom feeder catfish that I threw. I even just cut the line, man. Me and the queen assistancy is like, wait a second, cut it off. We learned our lesson, man. You know, fool me once, you know, shame on you, man. Fool me twice and it's damn shame on me, man. You know how the damn saying goes, damn stupid, damn cliches. It's so true, though. I mean, you aren't going to fool me this time, you little bastard. Yeah, you little bottom feeder, trashy little piece of crap. I don't even want to eat you, man. You're tainted for life here, man, for real. But anyway, yeah, it is disappointing, man. Yeah, I mean, the catfish, man, we don't get along, man. Whatever. All right, so we move on. So that was another species, and then we got the little yellowtail, baby. Little snapper yellowtail. We caught several of them. Even a damn queen assistant key pulled one in. Okay. We had to throw back in a sheep head. We throw in a damn sheep head. We caught your damn ass sheep head. We threw your ass back in. And the yellowtail, man, unless it's 12 inches, you can't grab it. According to mine, it was about 14. Roy packed it up. The yellowtail, man, that looks another good eating there. But anyway, the Spanish mackerel was the prize. We continued. It started getting dark, even though we're amped up and our tackle box is damn amped up. It's got everything in there, batteries, everything, the little bubble maker, the little machine, the bucket. We got scissors. We got batteries. We got damn gloves. We got it out, man. We're amped up. Me and the queen of Siesta Key are definitely legit anglers now. And she went a little shark toothing, but the waters were so damn calm compared to how they were crashing. It was not choppy at all. It was flat. Didn't make for good shark toothing, okay? I mean, she was catering because, like I said, she's the damn queen of Siesta Key. She's very accommodating to people, very pro customer service. And there was a damn lost tourist out there. How do you do the shark teeth? And of course, the Queen of Siesta Key extended her knowledge onto the lady, told her all about it, and actually damn caught her one. The tooth looked like the damn shark had gingeritis, but wasn't like the fang from the damn sand shark that she caught last week. But anyway, it's safe to say there was a good time had, and I even pushed a little bit of Game 7 on the Queen of Siesta Key. We Apple beat it 2-1 every day out in Clark. Dragged the Siesta Key, the Queen of Siesta Key with me. Fed her well that New Orleans bourbon chicken, baby. And she loves the little chips and damn spinach and artichoke dip from the Applebee's, man. That shit's Mac Daddy, man. She agrees. And of course, they got TVs galore. And if they did, you know, your boy Roy's going to tell them to amp it up. I need to watch Game 7, Atlanta Braves, LA Dodgers. You know, I have a very good friend of mine that told me to play the house on the series with the Braves. They were looking damn good until 3-1, until the LA Dodgers, baby, came back from a 3-1 deficit. And guess what? The Dodgers held off the Braves yesterday. Was this yesterday's score? No, this wasn't set yesterday's score. The Braves held out 4-3, man. It was 3-3 until that kid tied up the game in about the sixth inning. And me and Queen of Siesta Key bounced out of there before that. But guess what? The Dodgers, baby, win it 4-3. Dodger Blue will be representing. Who are they playing in the World Series? You're damn right. You're St. Petersburg Rays. Oh, what? That's right, Tampa. You're in the bottom of the barrel on my listenership. Okay, you're along there with Dan Bradenton. Okay, you're associated on the same bus with Bradenton. Guess who numbers damn blew up, man? It's St. Petersburg, great county of Pinellas. And guess what? There's where the Rays play. Okay, when I go up to the stadium, I go to St. Petersburg. I don't go to Tampa. I don't even know why they named the Tampa Rays, man. It's the damn St. Petersburg Rays, baby. To hear on this show from this point on. And they're representing the American League in the World Series. It's going to be the Dodgers against the Rays, baby. Florida wins the Stanley Cup. And now Florida's going to win this damn World Series. Yeah, you're damn right, man. The Rays are amped up, bro. They're going. And I know the Dodgers but the Dodgers are notorious also, damn. I mean, Kershaw, really? You're a damn choker in the playoffs, Kershaw. And I'd love to see you for the Dodgers put them out there game one so the Rays can tear them up a damn new one. Whatever. Yeah, that's right. We're on the Rays wagon here, baby. Local, about 1 hour north of me. And I'm telling you, they're in St. Pete, okay? They're not in damn Tampa. You can take your boy Roy's word for it or not. Just like you could take our damn word on these lock of the days. We're down to the damn 30 and 27. A damn mediocre 53%, man. We're not even making... we're not even socially acceptable right now, man. We're at 53%. No one's taking us serious. But we're going to make a run here, and it's the end number. It's a damn marathon, man. It's not a damn sprint. We're 30 and 27, and we don't have much choice. We got one game to give you, and it's the damn NFL's Monday Night Damn Football, man. It's Season 2, Episode 12 here. It's your boy, Roy, October 19, 2020, man. Let's see what happened. I gave you let me see. We only got 30 minutes, and we got about a fourth of a show left here. We got, let me see. Yep, 4-3. LA Dodgers advance to the World Series to play your Tampa Bay Rays, man. Let me see when that damn game starts. The World Series will start on Tuesday, October tomorrow, bitch. The game's on tomorrow. First game of the World Series. It's going to be Glasgow against Kershaw. There you go. You got the Rays minus 162. You got the Dodgers favorite, 162, and the over-under 8 against Kershaw, that damn choking dog in the playoffs. Get the hell out of here, man. That's going to be the lock of the day tomorrow for sure. But let's not jump into. We just wanted to give you what date the starts. October 20th at 8 p.m. Fox got the game there. But tonight, it's the damn Chiefs against the Bills, man. I do got little TJ Yeldon, man. But I think Singletary is back. And they got another little amped up running back there. Moss. is the running back also. So I'm not sure how much run TJ Yeldon, but guess what? Doesn't matter. Your boy Roy got blown out again. I'm down like 52, and this guy's got damn Stephon damn Diggs for the Bills. What do you think? Stephon Diggs ain't going to produce. Minnesota Vikings, I saw you. You should have never got rid of Stephon Diggs, man. Absolutely not. The kid's Mac Daddy. Unfortunately for me, he's playing against me, but my damn fantasy team, I'm about to go damn 1-5, man. You know, the only hope I have is that all you need, I can go on a 6 run, but guess what, man? It don't look good, man. My only damn good player is George Kittle. Not even damn Big Ben came through for me, man. I sat damn Tom Brady. He scored 20, mediocre 20 points. And damn Roethlisberger, damn 14 points, man. Even though they damn blew out the Browns like I would have reported here. I love the damn Steelers, man. I'm starting to become a fan of the Steelers. They're Mac Daddy, man. They're a good old school team. But anyway, we're talking about the Chiefs and the Bills, both 4-1 teams here. You got my Mahomes boy. He's favorite 5.5. I think the number's low. I think the number's really low. They're giving a lot of respect to the Bills. I would love to see the Bills win it outright. But guess what, man? Over under is 55. Also seems a little high to me. But guess what, man? I'm laying the 5.5, man, with my homeboy, dude. I don't care if he's at damn Buffalo, okay? Nobody's listening to me in Buffalo, okay? My damn New York numbers are horrible. The only two cities representing the whole damn state of New York is somewhere in the Bronx and in the city itself. Other than that, Buffalo's nowhere near the damn radar, okay? My closest to you radar is the damn state of Michigan, where Dearborn people are locking it up, man. Yeah, your boy's everywhere, man. International, we can be heard here. Why don't you participate in the show, srqtalk@gmail.com. Hit me up there, or just let your voice be heard, man. I'll make you SRQ Talk famous if you're any good. Leave me a 60-second or less message telling me about what you think of the show. Maybe weigh in on a past episode. All our shows can be archived. Like I reported earlier, we're season 2, episode 12, but we have a whole damn season 1 that's got 37 episodes. You want to go back to any other shows, just go to our website, www.srqtalk.com, and you can archive any of the past shows. Did this segment of the show, the flip side of the SRQ Talk show, that we like to call the SRQ Sports Show, brought to you by WagerLock.com, baby. It's the most friendliest website for a gamble sports wager. They're a sports consulting company, WagerLock.com. They're going to give you one straight-up bet, and they're going to guarantee it. You pay them $19.99 on a secured platform there where Square Up, they're going to ask you for information, your email, and your $19.99 payment. They're going to tell you they're going to send it to you within an hour, but I've done it myself just to test it. They send it to you in about 10 minutes, guaranteed lock of the day. They don't charge you. That's why it's called a guarantee. They don't charge $19.99. They just simply refund it to you. If for some damn reason it doesn't come in, but it's a damn lock. It's going to come in for sure. So if you're anywhere from a 50, $100,000 better, man, $19.99 might be just worth it to get out of the hole there. You know it's Monday. Tomorrow's damn payday, okay? You got to pay up tomorrow. So if you're buried today, you need a guaranteed winner, reach out to my good people at wagerlock.com there, and they'll submit you an absolute winner in tonight's Chiefs-Bills game. Your boy Roy tonight is going to lay them. I'm laying 5.5. I haven't contacted wagerlock.com. This is just right off the cuff because your boy Roy is Mac. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, man. You know, 53% ain't quite Mac, okay? Yeah, that's not Mac at all, buddy. So I take those words back. We're 30-27. We're a little humble here. We're still above 500, but barely there at 53%. We're going to get back on the winning track to there. And your boy Roy, I even though that number's low, it scares me, man. The Bills, I would love to see them win it, but this is about money, not fanhole. I'm going with my boy, my home boys, and the coach there. Casey's amped up. They're going to lay 5.5. That's your lock of the day, SRQ Talk, on the SRQ Sports Show. Your boy Roy is calling the Chiefs on a straight-up bet there, 5.5, lay them to the Bills. And that game's at 5 p.m., so we got double duties. We got a double header today in the NFL, so we got a second game to give you. tonight's game. The damn Cincinnati Bengals were my Ohio dropped to number 5, but they're listed top 5 of audience, and specifically damn Columbus, Ohio. They love me over there. They play the damn Colts today, man. And I'll tell you what, man, I'm a fan of the Colts, even though they let us down last week. The Colts are a damn whopping 7.5. And over under is damn 46. Guess what? I'm going to respect the 46 because the Colts got a good defense. But guess what? Bengals 1-4. I love Burrow. I love New Orleans. I love LSU. I am gobbling the 7.5. It's jumping off the page. Your boy Roy is telling you to run to the window, bitch. Gobble the 7.5 before they change their mind. It started at 8.5. It's flirting around the 8 down to 7.5. Your boy Roy's telling you to grab them. I love Burrow. I think the Bengals are amped up. I like their little wide receiver core now that it doesn't conclude so much. Damn AJ Green that I dropped off my fantasy team. That's how much that kid's dropped, man. But they got amped up wide receivers there, little Wiggins there. I love the Bengals there. I hope we don't choke on them, man, but I'm going to gobble the 7.5 and going with the Bengals today. That's a strong lock of the day from your boy Roy, man. You grab the 7.5 and that kid Burrow. I don't think the Colts can hold up to have 7.5 is fat as hell, man. Burrow, a lot of Wiggins tonight. There's another little pretender, Ocho Cinco there. I don't know what the kid's name is, man, but he's wearing damn Ocho Cinco's 85, man. All right, man, there's no loyalty, man. They don't retire Ocho Cinco's number, bro. But anyway, the number's off the chain, man. They absolutely are. Chiefs, we're going to lay the 5.5 and go with my homeboy Mahomes there. Laying the 5.5, that kid's absolutely Mac Daddy, like your boy Roy is. SRQ talk. And let's see. And then the Bengals, man. We're going to go with the Bengals, gobble the 7.5, and run to the window on that one. They're going to change your mind. But we ain't got no other locks for you. We're going to try to get off the Schneid here, man. We haven't been doing so well. A damn measly 53% under the social acceptance there of 55%. Let's see what happened on some of the games yesterday here. There was some, man, my fantasy team, man, I just can't, man, I wish I was reporting other, I wish I was doing this show other years, man, where I was Mac Daddy in fantasy and winning games, man, where we had luck at quarterback and, oh, man, just the good old damn days, man, at the fantasy. Now, no more, man, your boy Roy's struggling here, man. But anyway, yeah, we're 1-4. We're about to get beat. We got damn freaking TJ Yeldon, man. That kid's not going to score his 50 points. We're not in denial. And this guy's got Mac Daddy Stephon Diggs. Forget it. We're going to have to damn contact my boy over there, Mr. Irrelevant. Give us some damn help on these games, man. Let's see. So that's the games there. What were some of the scores yesterday? Oh, you know what? Do we have 3 damn games today? Holy crapola, man. We got 3 damn NFL games locking up. So we gave you the Chiefs and the Bills. We're going to lay the 5.5 against the Bills. Bengals, Colts. So the Chiefs start at 5. And then that game's on Fox. And then also on Fox is the Monday night game, Bengals and the Colts. But the original NBA game on them, the 4-letter network, it's the damn Cardinals and Cowboys. Yeah, let's see what we got going. The Cowboys only laying 1 to the Cardinals, and the over-under is 55. Guess what, man? Your boy Roy's taking the damn kid. That little exciting little quarterback the Arizona Cardinals have. I like their running game. I like their ampness. Cowboys, I know, man. I can't believe it that you only laying 1. That sounds like a lock, right? Bull. I'm not taking the bait. I'm going Arizona Cardinals. You heard it here. Your boy Roy, SRQ talk. I'm going to take the damn 1 point with the Cardinals. That's a low line. There's something suspicious there. I think Arizona actually might win that game outright. The over-under is 55. I would tend to go over there. I expect a lot of points in this game. But it's going to be a close one, and it's going to be give and take. Sometimes on those give and takes, the Cowboys do win. They're only favored by 1. Vegas showing them no damn respect, man. America's team, the damn Cowboys, man. getting no respect. They've been iffy lately, man. They're only 2-3. Cardinals are 3-2. Guess what? The kid's amped up over there. The little quarterback, he's all of like 5'7" or something. He's a small little darty little quarterback, man. I like him. He's amped up like we are here in the show. So I'm going with the Cardinals there. So there you go. Cardinals, Bengals, and Chiefs. If you want to put it on a damn three-team parlay, go ahead and do what you want, man. If you want to go bet against your boy because he's only 30-27 and at 53%, go ahead and damn do that too, man. We live and let live here on the SRQ Talk Show. So let's go over some of the scores of yesterday. Man, that's great. Three NFL games. You heard them here. And guess what? This was probably the most exciting damn game of the day yesterday. It was the Texans and Titans and my boy Tannehill over there, man. He's got the damn Tennessee Titans fired up. They go to 5-0. They beat the 1-5 Texans 42-36, even though Watson had off-the-chain numbers on their fantasy. And I only know that because I was the victim of them. The guy I was playing had him. Had Dan Watson in there. He scored him like 46 damn points. And I had this. I had to pick up on defense. So I picked up the damn Chicago Bears and are now 5-1. They take care of the C-Mac-less and Cam-less damn Carolina Panthers 23-16. This was a pretty exciting game. And guess what? Philadelphia Eagles, you're down to 1-4. I don't want to hear it that I woulda, shoulda, coulda. Yeah, won this game, okay? You lost 30-28 to and look at Lamar Jackson, man. I think you're a dynamic dude. I think that the Baltimore Ravens are a Mac Daddy organization, ran very professionally over there. I think Ozzie Newsome is still running the damn show over there. Harbor with head coach. They're real damn disciplined. I like the Ravens, man, but you're not better than the Chiefs, man. And that's the problem I have. You can beat up on damn the Eagles. They're 1-4-1 in that division. 30-28. Ravens squeaked by the Eagles there. And oh, guess what, Atlanta? Guess what, Georgia, that has fallen below Virginia now in the state audience level here. We do appreciate Georgia tuning in. You know, I damn love Georgia, man. Camped out Lake Lanier, gone up 10,000 times to the Omni. Okay, I love the ATL. I even did the damn Coca-Cola tour. Damn CNN building there. I eat there. I mean, I've gone to the ATL many times. They finally got off the schneid. They found a team that's damn worse than the Minnesota Vikings. Stephon Diggs. Yeah, Cousins. You ain't got enough options. That damn cook from FSU's Mac Daddy. You know, and your little white wide receiver feeling, he was damn good with Diggs. Alone, he's nothing, man. You ain't got enough action there. You should have never got rid of Stephon Diggs, man, because that defense is pretty good in the Vikings. Even though they gave up 40 points, the Falcons get off the schneid, get out of their donut. They go to 1-5, 40-23, and what you used to call the damn Washington Redskins, and now we call the Washington football team, a loss to heartbreaker to the Giants 2019. Giants finally win a game over there. And what do I continue to tell you, Jacksonville, that your damn Jaguars are a damn puke, okay? You're the garbage of Florida, okay? Because the damn Bucks won yesterday, and I'll report that. And my damn Dolphins won again with Fitzmagic. They blew out the damn disgusting gangrene Jets. I hate the damn Jets. Hate them like poison. I'm so glad damn Fitzy took care of action there. Shut out those damn disgusting Jets. Whatever. And so, let's get back to disgusting Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't want to tune into the show. Jacksonville, are you under my numbers? Anywhere. I got over damn 15 cities in Florida. Is Jackson one of them? No, they're not. Not worthy in Jacksonville, man. I don't even have damn Panama City fucking community. Okay, no one. I think the most northern city, what is it? I guess it would be damn Lakeland there. Some damn area called Mulberry. Where the girls are hot. The damn country girls. I love my girls. They're over 62% of females that listen to the SRQ Talk Show. That's right, bitch. We're all about the numbers because we're amped up. You're not. We are. We're not going to damn apologize for it. So there you go, Jaguars. Your Tammy's horrible, Jacksonville. 34-16. The Lions put the damn pounding on you, man. And what else do we got? We got the damn this is probably going to go to the Super Bowl, man. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they're 5-0 now. Big Ben, tears up the overrated Cleveland Browns that have been hot, right? But I told you, the Browns, you're going to run into a real team, and the Steelers put a pounding on you, 38-7. What else we got? You know, I guess the 49ers got over the damn Dolphins, putting a pounding on them, putting up 43 points on them and blowing them out the other day in San Fran. They got it together. They held off the damn Rams 31-17. And I saw a little bit of this game, the damn Broncos. I picked up Patrick, that wide receiver. He had a good game for me. They take down the damn Brady-less Patriots, 34-16. Belichick must be feeling this way. That's right. And I told you, my damn Dolphins put a damn donut into those damn Jets. Couldn't make me happier, 24-0. And you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, it's not your same Pete Bucks, okay? Don't be taking credit for the Rays, damn Tampa, that only wants to give me a low percentage of audience. I don't need you. I got the damn great people of St. Petersburg. They're number two listeners in the whole damn state of Florida behind the king of the mountain, Fort Myers. The Buccaneers took care of damn the Packers. Packers came out really 10-0, dominating. Rodgers was feeling all arrogant and cocky. And guess what? Tampa slapped him in the face, man, and told him, get the hell out of here. We're Brady country. And we finally got damn Gronkowski off the milk cart, and he went off the chain with a couple catches. Buccaneers 38-10 over the damn Packers. We're amped up, man. It's SRQ Talk. It's your boy, Roy. And we just found out we got three damn teams today. 5 o'clock, tune in to KC Chiefs. They're up, and they're laying 5.5. And your boy, Roy's taking them as the lock of the day. Chiefs over the Bills, laying a 5.5. Then we got that damn kid, Burrow, that we're probably rookie of the year. The Bengals quarterback, even though they're 1-3-1. Colts are 3-2. Colts damn let us down last time, man. We're going with the damn Bengals. We're hoping not to choke on the 7.5 because we're gobbling 7.5 and taking the Bengals, your second lock of the day. And we damn found out there was a third, the original, the one that's on the four-letter network at 8:15 p.m. today, Monday night. It's Arizona Cardinals against the damn Cowboys that have been inconsistent as anybody, man. Arizona is getting 1 point, and guess what? Your boy Roy loves their little, and I'm literally their little 5'7", 5'8", little quarterback there that's amped up like your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. There is no more. I want to thank everybody for the damn off-the-chain numbers. Florida, St. Pete, Northport, Sarasota, Bradenton, Lakeland, baby. You guys are all tuning in. Palmetto, Parrish, all of you, all the states. We welcome our new country. The damn motherland of Spain has embraced the show. More specifically, Catalonia, Spain is on board with your boy Roy. Keep it locked into our Tuesday show. As I tell you every time, man, it's an I Love Monday. There is no more. Go be nice to someone and get off my damn podcast.
Oh, thank you.